So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家，愿神的平安与你们同在。
Today, I'd like us to look at a very interesting passage on the topic of grace.
今天我和大家看一些非常有意思的经节，是关于恩典。
But before we start, I want to ask you a question.
开始之前，我想问大家一个问题。
What's going on in your life right now at this moment that God has brought you here today to hear His message on the topic of grace?
今天你们生活当中发生了什么事？神把你们带到这里来，要他向你们亲自讲他的恩典。
What is it that's happening in your life that you need to be reminded of God's grace?
在你生命当中，什么时候需要用神来提醒你，你需要他的恩典？
Now, I know that we know this word grace because we talk about grace a lot in the church.
我们知道这个恩典这个字，因为在教会里我们经常说恩典。
But today's passage will show us that even though we think we know about grace, it's by the way we live our life, it's by the attitude that we have, it will tell us if we truly understand grace.
今天我们来学习经文，看到我们尽管知道恩典这个字，但是通过我们的生活，我们生命，我们的态度，我们看是不是真正的能够理解这个词。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage, Matthew 20 verses 1 to 16.
今天的经文是在马太福音20章1到16节。
Now I'd like the Chinese readers to read from verses 1 to 11, and then the English readers will read from verses 12 to 16.
我们读中文我们读一到十一节，然后我们英文读十二到十六节。好的，我们一起来读中文。马太福音20章1节，因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。越在市出出去，看见市上还有闲站的人，就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。越在午正和申出又出去，也是这样行。越在游出出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。越在由初雇来的人来了，个人得了一钱银子，及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说。
Verse 12. These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them, I am not being fair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. May God bless the reading of His word.
求神祝福读他自己的话语。
Three observations about today's passage. First, I see a reverse order.
从今天的经文里我看到三点。第一点就是颠倒的次序。
The second is, it's not fair.
第二点就是不公平的待遇。
The third is a lapse of memory.
第三点是人的健忘。
The grumbling workers, they have forgotten something very important.
那些发怨言的工人，他们忘掉了一个很重要的事。
So let's look at the first, a reverse order.
我们来看第一点，颠倒的次序。
the story tells us that when it came time for them to receive their wages, it says in verse 8 that the master says, "Well, pay the last one hired first, and then going on to the first that came."
到了晚上要付工钱的时候，那个原主对这些工人说，要叫后来的人先来领工钱。
Verse 16 again. So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
在十六节里也讲到，这样那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
So what is going on here in today's story? Let's look at the context of today's story. Why did Jesus tell this story?
今天这个故事到底要告诉我们什么？我们今天就来看一下这个故事的前后文。
So, as we backtrack a little bit, we see the chapter before this story was the story of the rich young ruler.
我们如果圣经往前看的话，前面一个章节是讲到一个富有的少年官。
Remember the rich young ruler, he came to Jesus and he asked Jesus this question, good teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?
大家记得关于那个富有的少年官，他来找耶稣，问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我要做什么才能承受神的国？
Now this man, it tells us he was rich. That means he had a lot of money. He was wealthy.
圣经告诉我们，这个少年官他是非常的有钱。
He was young. That means he is healthy and in the prime of his life.
他又年轻，精力充沛。
He was a ruler, that means he had the position of power. He was very powerful.
他是一个官，他有权。
Girls, this is the young man you want to bring home to your parents.
女孩子们，这样的男孩你应该带回家见你的父母。
He is driven, right? He is gifted, he is self-reliant, he is self-confident.
他有动力，有才能，又独立。
He's the model of success.
他就是成功的典范。
But in all of his power, in all of his prestige, everything that he had going for him, there was something that was missing in his life.
他有权，有地位，但是他拥有一切，但是他的心里还缺少东西。
You can picture in the quietness of the night when he was all alone by himself, he felt this.Emptiness within him.
在夜深人静的时候，当他一个人独处，他感到了心里的空虚。
So he came to Jesus and he says, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他就来找耶稣，问耶稣说，我要做什么才能够得到永生？
Jesus said, Go and sell all your possessions and then come and follow me.
主耶稣告诉他说，你要变卖你的所有家产，然后来跟从我。
But the Bible tells us what happened. Matthew 15:22. The Bible says, He went away sad, for he had great possessions.
圣经告诉我们在19章22节，说那少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
He wanted a part of God's kingdom, but he went away.Sad because he had no part of God's kingdom.
他想要与神的国有份，但是结果是他忧忧愁地走了，与神国无份。
He was blinded by his love for money, for his possessions, and he refused to trust Jesus as his savior.
因为贪爱钱财蒙蔽了他的眼睛，他就依靠他的钱财。不依靠主耶稣的作为他的救主。
He refused to let Jesus be the source of his identity, the source of his security.
他不愿意接受主耶稣成为他身份和保障的一个源头。
So look at what Jesus said, verse 23 to 24. Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven.Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
马太福音19章23-24节，耶稣对门徒说， 我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Verse 25, the disciples, when they heard this, it says they were greatly astonished, and they asked, well, Jesus, who then can be saved? Because we have left everything to follow you. What will there be for us?
在后面的25、27节里，说门徒听到这个话就很稀奇，就说，这样谁能得救呢？后面彼得还说，看到我已经撇下了所有的一切，我们将来我们要得什么呢？
See, this man had everything that everyone wanted at that time. He was the definition of a blessed person.
这个年轻人他拥有别人想要的一切，他要别人也想要成为他那个样子，他就是成功的定义。
And the disciples looked at him and said, Jesus, if even he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven,Then who are we? Because we have nothing compared to him.
门徒跟耶稣说，这样的人都进不了天国，那我们已经撇下了一切，我们能进天国吗？
See, this man, even though he was first in this world, he had no part in God's kingdom.
但是这个年轻官，他在世界上是在前的。却与神的国无份。
Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 16:26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul?
在马太福音16:26里，主耶稣说：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？”
Wouldn't it be so sad for us one day when we see our Creator?And we realize, oh, we labor, we work so hard all our lives, and realize that at the end of our lives, it's nothing in God's eyes.
对我们来说是很悲哀的事。当我们最后见主面的时候，我们在生命当中拼命努力苦干所挣得的一切，在神看来是一文不值。
And that's why God has brought us here.Today, to remind us of his kingdom perspective.
所以神把我们每个人带到今天带到这里，让我们看到神国的价值观。
And that the values are all reversed in God's kingdom compared to this world.
在神国里，神国的价值观和现在这个世界上的价值观是完全颠倒的。
Perhaps you are here today and you look at your life and honestly you're struggling.
今天我们来思想一下我们自己的人生，我们很多挣扎的地方。
Because if you're honest, from this world's perspective, you feel like you are last in this world.
因为从这个世界的价值观来看，我们可能是排在最后。
Because you don't have it, you're not successful.
因为我们不成功，我们没有得到。所有的一切。
But God has brought us here to remind us, my child, you are a very blessed person.
但是神今天告诉我们，我的孩子们，我的孩子们，你们是蒙福的一群。
Today, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
今天如果你们有耶稣作为你们的救主
，and you are walking in God's will,
你们只要走在神的
He wants you to know that you are the most blessed person of all.
他要告诉你，你是最最蒙福的人。
Doesn't matter what you're going through in your life, how difficult your life may be right now.
不管你生命当中经历过什么样的困难，或者你正在面对什么样的挑战。
Please hear God speaking to you, my child, do not be discouraged.
你要听到神在告诉你们，我的孩子们，我的孩子们，不要沮丧。
You are very important in God's kingdom, and God has crowns prepared for you.
你在神国里是非常重要的，神已经给你准备了冠冕。
The last shall be first, the first shall be last. There's a reverse order in God's kingdom.
在前的要在后，在后的要在前，在神的国里，这个有个颠倒的次序。
Let's look at the second observation. It's not fair.
今天要分享的第二点是不公平的待遇。
So there are people coming in different times of the day, 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12, and then 3, and then 5, and they all received the same payment.
这些工人来做工的时间都不同，有上午6点，有9点，有中午12点，有3点，还有下午5点钟。
So at verses 9 and 10, it says that, but each one of them received a denarius.
但是每个人却得到一钱银子。
Now let's put ourselves in their shoes. Those people who came first, right? 6 a.m. workers.
让我们来站在这些工人的角度来看，有从一早六点就来上工的。
Picture yourself working hard all day, and then at the end of the day, it was a time to receive your payment.
你做了一天的苦工，到最后。来领工钱的时候
and you saw the boss, the owner of the vineyard, he paid the 5 p.m. workers, those who work only 1 hour, the same amount that he promised he would pay you.
最后主人付给五点钟来只做了一个小时工的人和给你的是一样的。
What will you be thinking?
你们会怎样想?
You know what I would be thinking?
我会怎样想?
Oh, I can't wait.
我会说, 我很期待。
I wonder how much I am going to get paid because I work 12 times more than those people.
我说等到我领工钱的时候,主人一定会付给我很多，因为我比那个人多工作了十二倍。
And then the moment of truth, I got paid the same.
但是我拿到工钱的时候，却是跟那个人拿的一样。
What do we say in times like that?
我们这样事发生，我们会说什么呢
？Let's all say together, right? Three words. It's not fair.
不公平。
Right, we all say that, right? It's not fair.
我们都会这样说。
Now, let's have a time out right here, right? This parable is not teaching us a few lessons. It's not trying to teach us how we should run a business.
这个寓言不是告诉我们怎样来运营我们的生意。
You're not supposed to pay all your labor workers the same amount, no matter how much they work.
我们不应该付给每个员工一模一样的工资。
Now, this parable is also not telling us, Jesus is not calling for just teaching us, you just need to work 1 hour each day, 1 hour work day.
这个寓言也不是告诉我们耶稣要让我们一天只工作一个小时。
Next time, those of you teachers, next time you go on strike, don't quote this verse. The last shall be first.1 hour wait.
我们当中有做教师的要罢工的时候，不要引用这句经文，说是在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
It's also not teaching us it's okay to study for your test 1 hour before the exam because you're going to get the same grade.
也不是告诉我们我们在有大考的时候要拖到最后一天一小时前来复习，因为每个人的分数会一样。
This parable is only teaching us one lesson.
这个寓言是告诉我们一个功课。
The lesson of grace.
就是恩典的功课。
It's obvious, it's not right, it's not fair, but that's exactly the point because grace is not fair.
这里我们看到这不公平，也就是今天我们要学习的恩典是不公平的。
All of us have probably, cross the border up Vancouver, BC.
我们很多人可能去过温哥华，过过边境。
The line is long. It takes a long time to cross a border. 30 minutes wait, 45 minutes, sometimes over an hour.
排队很长，有的时候要半小时，甚至更长时间。
But have you noticed that on the right lane, there was always a lane wide open?
在最右边有一条路上面没有什么车。
It's only for those cars who have paid this special pass. They pay money for that. Or it's also for those people that can shop at that duty-free store.
右边那条路是给那些有特别的通行证的，或者是到免税商店里买完东西。
And so you see what happens, right? A lot of cars, they would drive on that lane for as long as possible, and then at the last moment, they try to cut in.
有时候看到有些人就在右边一直开到最前面，就想挤进来。
Isn't that the most irritating thing in the world?
这是最让人恼火的一件事。
And you could just tell what everybody's been waiting, what they're thinking, right?
我知道每个人都会怎么样的想。
No.
这样做是不行的。
You know, they inch their car forward. They would not leave any daylight for these people to cut in.
车就每个人就把车往前挤。都不留一点点缝让这些人进来。
Right, because it's wrong, it's not fair.
因为那些人做的是不对的，是不公平的。
How dare them, the nerve of those people. It's not fair, I got too excited here. And, you know, there's something in us that just says, no way, it's not fair, and therefore, you don't deserve it.
我们心里都会在想，这样的事情是不公平的，不应该得到这样的待遇。
But you know what? That's the point, is that when it comes to God's grace, it is not fair.
但今天我们要学习的就是，对神的恩典是不公平的。
The definition of grace. Let's look at the definition of grace.The undeserved, unmerited love and favor of God.
恩典的定义就是你不配得到的恩惠。
And the point of this parable is that this world, it operates on a different system. The system that you get only what you deserve.
因为在这个世界上的这个系统是你得到你应该得到的。
Right, and we know that system because we're familiar. You work hard and you get what you deserve.
我们都很熟悉这个系统，因为当我们工作努力，我们就挣得多。
Right, you study hard, that's how you get good grades.
你努力学习，你的成绩好。
You practice your piano, practice and practice, and your cello and your violin, and practice makes perfect.
你花时间练钢琴、练提琴，你就会拉得好、弹得好。
Everyone should only get what they deserve.
每个人都得到他们应该得到的。
But this system does not work in God's kingdom.
但是世上的这个系统却不适用在神国里。
Look at Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death.
我们来看罗马书六章二十三节。因为罪的工价乃是死。
What we deserve, what we earn is death. Because of our sins, we are separated from God for eternity.
我们所挣的，我们该得到的就是死，因为我们因为罪与神隔离。
Our sin brings upon us eternal separation from God. That is fair.
我们的罪把我们与神分开，那才是公平的。
But this verse keeps going on. It says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ."
罗马书继续告诉我们，但是神的礼物就是在基督耶稣里得的永生。
By the way, that's the message of Christmas. God gave us a gift, Jesus Christ. In Him, we have salvation.
就是圣诞这个季节的给我们的一个信息，就是神赐下主耶稣给了我们一个礼物。
The gift of God is eternal life. That's grace. We don't deserve it, but when we trust in Jesus Christ, that's what we get. We get eternal life.
神的礼物是永生，是通过主耶稣基督 只要我们接受，我们就可以得到。
And you know what? That's not fair.
大家知道，想一想，这个不公平。
And today, aren't you glad that it's not fair? Because that is the best news of all, that it's not fair.
今天我们每个人是不是应该很高兴，因为这个不公平，所以我们才能得到永生。
Look at number three, a lapse of memory.
第三，最后一点，我们来看人的健忘。
Verse 11 and 12, when they received the payment, they began to grumble. These who were hired last work only 1 hour, they said, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.
在十一十二节里，工人们他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，到那后来来的只做了一个小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？
Have you noticed something very interesting here? Everything was going just fine until the 6 a.m. workers found out that the 5 p.m. workers got paid the same.
这个葡萄园里一切都很顺利，直到这个早上六点钟来的工人看到了下午五点钟来的工人得到的跟他们一样的工价。
See, they weren't upset.Because the master did not pay them what he promised them. They were upset because the master was being too kind and generous to those whom they deemed were undeserving.
他们不高兴不是因为主人没有付给他们答应的工价钱，而是因为主人给那些他们认为不配得的人施恩。
They grumbled, they complained because they felt that they themselves were more deserving compared to the 5 p.m. workers.
他们发怨言是因为他们觉得自己应该比后来来的人得的更多。
May I suggest that the reason why they felt this way was because they have forgotten. They have forgotten that they were also very undeserving of the master's grace.
他们有这样想法的原因是因为他们忘了自己也不配主人的恩典。
Commentaries tell us that these people that got hired, they were what's called the day laborers.
有解经家告诉我们说这些工人都是白天的这些临时工。
They did not have a lot to offer. They did not have a lot of skills because if they diddid, they would have been hired for long-term employment.
他们没有什么技艺，也不会做出很多贡献，否则的话，他们就会被比较稳定的工作。
But the day laborers, they were only 1 day away from becoming beggars.
这些短工，他们离成为乞丐只有一步之遥。
Every day, every morning, they would get up early in the morning, and they would go and they would wait.And wait and wait and hoping against hope that someone would hire them and give them some money.
他每天一大早就来到街头等啊等啊，希望有人来雇他们，给他们一些工作。
They were so desperate. They were so desperate because they needed the money to go home and see their family.
他们非常的迫切，因为他们急需挣到一些钱来养家。
Have you ever driven by Home Depot and you see a lot of workers just standing there, especially when the economy is bad?
大家可能都看到在 Home Depot 那边站了很多人，特别是经济不好的时候。
And you know, you see them at the, you know, early in the day, and then later in the day, you drive by and you see that they're still there.
你们早晨出去的时候看到他们，有的时候下午回来的时候还有人站在那里。
You can't help but feel bad for them.
我们看到他们，经常觉得他们挺惨的。
Well, same thing here. But the story tells us that the master, in their desperate need, the master came and the master hired them.
所以这个预言告诉我们，在这些人有这个需要的时候，主人来了，雇了他们。
It's important for us to see that it was the master who went out to seek them and to hire them.
我们这里要注意的是，是主人出来找到他们来雇他们。
It was the master who took the initiative.
是主人主动来的。
And isn't it interesting? The Bible, this passage tells us that it was the master who went out again, 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 and again.
故事告诉我们，这个主人一天当中一次一次的来到这个集市。
Now the day started at 6 a.m., but he was out there again at 9 a.m.
我们知道一天工作从早晨六点开始，他九点也去了。
Now 9 a.m. I can understand. Perhaps there was a lot of work to do, and there was a lot of work that needed to be done. So he went out at 9 a.m. to find more workers.
九点他来到集市上找工人，我还能理解，因为也许葡萄园的工作多。
But noon, that's pushing it a little bit, right?
他中午又来，我觉得有点蹊跷。
And that's not it. How about 3 p.m.?
下午三点。
And 5 p.m.?
最后下午五点钟。
Now, what's going on? It's either the master was so unorganized and he did not know how to run his vineyard.
也许这个主人他是没有一点管理的经验。
Or maybe he was full of compassion.
或许他是蛮有怜悯的心。
And you get the feeling that it's not so much this master needed the help from these workers.
我们这里真正看到说这个主人其实不需要这么多人来。
But it was his way of including these people, getting out there and there's more people. Come into my vineyard. Come and work for me.
但是他用这个方法就让更多更多有需要的这些工人来到他的葡萄园里。
See, this is a picture of God's grace.
这正是神恩典的一个图画。
And that's why, because of His grace, He allows the 5 p.m. workers to receive the same payment.
也正是因为恩典，这个主人让下午五点来上工的人得到一样的工价。
Think about it as Christians.The moment you enter into God's kingdom, no matter who you are, no matter what you have done in your past, you now, because you're part of God's kingdom, you enjoy all the benefits and the blessings of eternal life.
让我们想象一下，我们作为基督徒，当我们进到神国的一刹那，不论我们以前做过什么，我们是什么人。我们都可以得到神给我们永生的所有的特权、好处和祝福。
This is an example of this in the Bible.
在圣经里还有一个例子。
It's the thief on the cross.
是在十字架上的罪犯。
Right, you know that story, right? Two thieves hanging on the right and the left of Jesus.
大家记得那故事，在主耶稣的左边和右边有两个挂着两个罪犯。
They all committed crimes. They all deserve to die.
他们都犯了很重的罪，因为都是死罪。
But you know the story. One of them, he made the theologians call it the deathbed confession, right? And Jesus said to him, "On this day, you will be with me in paradise."
大家知道，其中有一个罪犯，他做了一个临终的忏悔，所以主耶稣跟他说：“今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
You can just hear somebody saying, "That's not fair."
我们知道肯定有人说那不公平。
How about me? I've worked hard. I've been obedient to God all my life.
我呢？我一直在做工，我一直顺服神。
I've slaved my life.For you, God, I never disobey you.
我一辈子神呐都在做你的奴仆，从来没有拒绝过你。
And here you are, Father. You are so gracious to your younger son, your prodigal son.
但是父啊，你却对那个小儿子、那个浪子这么有恩典。
He, You love him so much, he has squandered all your possessions, and now you are giving him more?
这个小儿子他挥霍了你的钱财，你却这样的爱他，还要给他所有的一切。
That's not fair.
这不公平。
You say, Pastor Solomon, I think you're talking about a different story. That's the story of the prodigal son. That's a different story.
你可能会说，所罗门牧师，你跑题了，你怎么讲到了另一个浪子的故事了？
Maybe not. Maybe they are the same story.
也许这是同一个故事。
The story of some people who were so blinded by their self-righteousness.
因为有些人为他的自我为义蒙蔽了双眼。
Right, like that older brother, who they have forgotten how gracious the father has been to them.
就像那个兄长，他忘掉了他的父亲对他是如何的恩惠。
And as a result, they grow bitter.As a result, they began to complain and they began to grumble.
渐渐的，他们就开始心里有苦毒，就开始发怨言。
Yes, they're serving a lot. They're doing a lot of work for God, but there's no joy.
是的，他们也是在做工，也是为神在服侍，但是他们却没有喜乐。
The grumbling workers, they had a lapse of memory. They have forgotten that what it was like to be a part of the master's grace.
这些发怨言的工人，他们犯了健忘症，他们忘掉了没有主人的恩典，他们的境况。
Because just that morning, they had no hope. Just that morning, they were standing there with no certainty of the future.
也就在那个早晨。他们对未来是没有盼望，他们对明天是茫然的。
And here they were frustrated with the master. The only thing they could think about was how hard they worked and how the master had mistreated them.
他们现在能想到的就是，他们不满意主人，是因为他们想到自己工作是多么的努力，最后结果是主人对他们。不公正的待遇。
Does that describe our attitude sometimes?
我们有的时候是不是也是这样的态度？
That sometimes we forget just how gracious God has been to us.
我们是不是有的时候忘掉了神是如何的恩待我们？
And sometimes we develop this attitude of grumbling.And entitlement.
慢慢的，我们开始有这样的习惯，就是发怨言，然后觉得自己该得。
And we say to God, you know, especially when things don't go our way, we complain to God. Come on, God, is this too much to ask?
有的时候，当我们得不到自己想要的东西，我们说：“神啊，我要的难道过分吗？”
God, I've been working so hard. Can't you see? Some help would be good here.
神啊，你看我做了很多，你能不能帮点忙啊？
Or we can focus on how gracious God has been to us.
要么我们来真正的注目在神是这样的恩待我们。
We can thank God. We can focus on God's saving grace. How through Jesus Christ, we receive salvation for free.
我们应该聚焦在神给我们的恩典，透过主耶稣基督。
And we thank God for His abundant grace in our lives. The Bible, you know, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Gifts, big and small, we are to say thank you to God.
圣经也告诉我们，各样的美善的恩赐和赏赐都是从神来的。我们要感谢神赐给我们这些礼物。
And we can focus on God's sustaining grace. The reality that we are breathing right now, that reality that this world still exists right now, is because of God's sustaining grace.
我们能够呼吸活在这里是因为神维系的恩典。
Even in the midst of our trials, we can be thankful for God's sufficient grace.
我们尽管在试炼当中，我们也要感谢神，他给我们足够的恩典。
Because remember the Apostle Paul, something was tormenting him so much, but he said, God, thank you because your grace is enough for me.
就像保罗他在经历苦难的时候，他说：“神啊，你的恩典够用。”
There are many, many, many things in our lives that we can say, God, thank you.
我们生命当中有很多很多的事，我们都应该感谢神。
The psalmist says, Psalm 103:1-2 says, Bless the Lord, all my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
在诗篇103篇，大卫写道：我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里边的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
May God help us.
求神帮助我们。
To not forget all of God's benefits in our lives, especially during this beautiful season.
在这个感恩的季节，让我们不要忘记神的给我们的所有的恩惠。
And may God fill our hearts with joy, with peace, with thanksgiving for His abundant grace in our lives.
求神充满我们的心，我们能感恩。我们能快乐，是因为神在我们生命当中给我们丰富的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你向我们说话。
Forgive us for many times we often have the spirit of complaining against you.
饶恕我们，因为我们常常会有这样抱怨的心。
So often in our lives, there is no genuine joy and there is no peace.
有的时候在生命当中，我没有真正的喜乐。
Because we have lost sight of your grace and forgotten your unmerited favor in our lives.
因为我们忘记你的恩典，忘记了我们不配得到的恩惠。
But Heavenly Father, we thank you so much because you have brought us here to remind us just how much you love us and how gracious you have been to us.
你带到我们，把我们带到这里，提醒我们，你是这样的爱我们，你是这样的恩待我们。
And that no matter what's going on in our lives, we are the most blessed people in the world because we have you, Jesus, in our heart.
不论我们在经历什么样的遭遇，我们在这世上是最蒙福的人，因为有主你在我们心中。
So Jesus, would you help us, would you fill our hearts with thanksgiving for all that you've done for us in our lives.
神啊，求你让把你的充满我们的心，让我们能感恩，让我们能喜乐。
And fill our hearts with your eternal joy that we can experience no matter what we're going through in our lives.
把你那永恒的喜乐赐给我们，让我们能够有一直有感恩的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.